Poor sections of Wilmington, Delaware have been ravaged by violent crime in recent years, making it one of the most dangerous cities in America on a per capita basis. But 1 year ago, when new mayor Mike Perzicki hired a police chief with more than three decades of experience in New York and Chicago, both of them pledged to work tirelessly to create a more peaceful city. WHYY's Chris Barish reports that so far, the results are promising.
By this time in 2017, 74 people had been shot on Wilmington streets. But so far this year, that number is only 27. That's a 64% decrease and the lowest number through May 9th in at least a decade. Homicides and robberies are down substantially too. Chief Robert Tracy credits a transformation to a force that uses statistical analysis to target the most violent offenders, intervenes to prevent retaliatory shootings, and interacts better with the community.
I know we're working very well together, and when things start to gel, as they are now, these are the type of results you're going to see. And, you know, this is too early to start declaring victory. This is just something to build off of, and we can even get better. There's going to be some bad days. It didn't get like this overnight in Wilmington. And, you know, it's going to take a while to come back to where we need to be, where everybody feels safe.
But in the Hilltop section that has seen more than its share of bloodshed, barber Jose Natal says he's surprised the numbers are down.
There was a shoot on Broome Street 2 weeks ago. Apparently last night they found a guy dead from a gunshot wound to the head. I remember them talking about they would be more involved with the community or do more foot patrols, and never seen that happen.
Chief Tracy counters that the force is committed to being partners with and guardians of the public. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.